The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lang Jr., Mark Davila. What is this? Minnesota. Yes, exactly. I knew it all along. Are you here?
I'm sticking my tongue out and looking at the shadow of my tongue. It's funny.
All right.
I'm gonna do that. You go on. You go ahead.
I'm gonna do it too. I'm also looking at my tongue.
You go ahead without me. I'll look at the shadow, not my actual tongue.
Yeah, I can't.
You're like, I guess it means 6 months more, 6 weeks more of winter because you can't see your shadow.
Yeah, I can't see my shadow from where I am.
Was it if he sees a shadow, he gets scared, and then there's six.
I never know if you see the shadow or you don't see the shadow.
Plus,
it's a fucking rodent.
The groundhog can't talk, so he's not like going, "Yep, saw my shadow." No, they're just fucking guessing.
So if it happens to be a cloudy day. And you don't see your shadow? That's what we go by?
Do you think the people of Punxsutawney, like, they have a meeting beforehand? Like, alright, what are we going to say this year? Or does the fucking guy with the top hat just, get, you know, just spontaneously say something?
He just makes some shit up, I bet.
No, because they have, like, that piece of paper that he rolls out, like, I do hereby declare...
Yeah, but the thing's
Punxsutawney
Phil... It's probably blank.
Maybe.
See,
I don't
know. Has a scroll.
Rewatch like Groundhog's Day.
Ceremonial scroll. This is bullshit.
And then everyone boos.
Who came up with that, though? Who decided, like, hey, this groundhog's magic?
Well,
and he's going to predict the weather.
And the weird thing about that one is, like, that's the most popular one in whatever the town's called.
Did you get the best popular?
Most popular one. Okay. There's, like, a bunch of other ones. I know there's one around us. They call them, like, you know, it's like, you know, Steve the Woodchuck or something. Whatever the
really?
Fuck his name. I don't know what his name is, but
Carl the Rat.
Yeah. So they do that, and
all
then
these
I'm sure like every state has a few towns that do the same thing. Which is, you know,
you want to go around the country and tell all those people they're fucking ridiculous to cut this shit out.
Okay, I will.
Road trip.
I'll be back.
There's a lot of nonsense going on. It's fucking enough. Get up, go to work.
And they didn't even film Groundhog's Day in fucking whatever the town was called. They filmed it in like Milwaukee or Illinois. No, Illinois, I think they did.
So what? Mm-hmm. It worked out better. What, do you need authenticity and everything?
And I know the spot where Bill Murray stepped in the puddle over and over again, they have a sign there now that says Bill Murray stepped here.
So they just never fixed that fucking pothole?
Well, I don't know if the hole's still there.
I really hope they fix that hole, because that was super deep. You, like, break your ankle in that hole. Because it's like halfway up his calf.
Well. All right. Speaking of holes.
Oh, it's going to get sexy. Stick it in.
I stopped following this guy on Twitter a while ago, because I was annoyed with his shit. But every once in a while, people retweet him, and then I'll get back in the hole. It's Hunter Moore character. Apparently this week...
You used to enjoy his website.
Yeah, but I didn't have to hear from him.
Yeah.
Because he's got this... He's one of these guys who's got this huge ego. And, you know, every girl he has sex with, he's got to... First of all, he's got to, you know, call him a whore. I know why you'd be a fan of him, because he calls him a whore and, you know, says, like, I'm just using this bitch.
No, the thing is, it's not that I'm a fan of it. It's that I have no sympathy for the woman. She brings it on herself, knowing that every single time he has sex with a woman, afterwards he does this. So, if you're a woman and you have sex with this man, do you see it coming? I guess he's not gonna call me a whore after he fucks me. Now, those other 8 girls, yeah.
First of all,
me.
He's got so many. You think a guy like that wouldn't have female fans? He's got tons of them, and they're fucking. They're
waiting in line.
They are Bieber fan insane. You know how insane Bieber fans are?
I guess. I've heard rumor.
You know, if you're a Twitter user, put in Justin Bieber in the search and then look at all the fucking girls who have their Emma Bieber and Katie Bieber. They, you know, their last name's all Bieber, and all they ever tweet about is Bieber. And if you badmouth Bieber, they look for people who badmouth Bieber, and they start yelling at him like, "Fuck you, Bieber's the greatest." You know, they're insane. The weird thing about Bieber is he doesn't even have that many hits. I don't understand what
the thing is. Okay, we should have a competition. The Bieber fans against the WizKid fans, because if you do a search for WizKids, there's like Susie WizKid and Sarah WizKid.
Well, actually, there's some that are like Katie Klein, because she's a fan of me. And, well, I don't know if there's any fans of you, but.
Yeah, there's a couple.
And there's some like Jane Perry. She's a fan of French Perry.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot more French Perry fans, yeah.
And Know-It-All Ned, there's a couple of those guys.
All right, what about this Hunter Moore?
I hate Know-It-All Ned. Actually. So, and then there are his fans, Hunter Moore's fans, just crazy. They all call him Daddy.
Well, Daddy says...
Yeah. You know, I would do this. Like, I want my daddy to snort coke off my ass. And, you know, he makes his money basically from DJing and throwing these parties. Or chicks that, you know, get drunk and do crazy shit.
That's some fucking life, man.
But, you know, it's not going to end well for him.
I mean, how long can he do it? For right now, I'm pretty envious of the guy.
You know, and he claims he's this big, you know, huge celebrity, but I don't even know if he's a household name.
You know what? He's not. For the most part, people don't know who he is. I forgot who he was until you mentioned him just now. I haven't thought of him since you were showing me the website, like a year ago?
So this week, he's had sex with a friend of the show, Tinsley Reagan, right?
Oh, really? He didn't call her a whore, did he?
So what he did is he posted this picture of her, well, his cock out and with her and everything. And then I don't know if he claimed or some of the people who saw the picture claimed, but he let it go, that it wasn't Tinsley, that it was Amanda Bynes. So all these people are treating...
They don't really look alike or anything.
So all these people are treating, oh my God, Hunter Moore got blown by Amanda Bynes and posted the picture online. It's fucking classic. And like hundreds of people are saying this shit. And then like other people are like, no, it's not. It's Tinsley. What a liar. Shut the fuck up.
I mean, can't you tell the difference? Like I said, they don't look alike.
I don't know.
I didn't see the picture or anything.
But his fans are fucking insane. I think if you badmouth him too, they start yelling at you. Like he'll have his attack dogs, and it'll be all these fucking whorish girls coming after you.
It's fucking Twitter, so who gives a shit?
But how are you so insane that your whole fucking existence is based on either Justin Bieber or Hunter Moore? I don't know which is worse.
I don't know if it's their whole life.
These or, Bieber fans, it is.
I guess. They're just such losers that, I mean, they have that kind of spare time where they can just sit around.
Think about it this way. These are going to be someone's mother.
I hope not.
The majority of them are going to have kids, and some are like, my mom sent naked pictures of this guy on fucking Twitter. My mom had a coke snorted off her ass by this formerly kind of famous guy on Twitter.
Okay. It's going to be fun for all of these people in the future that are going to have all these embarrassing pictures that they wish they never took.
Some people
20 years from now, there's going to be 40-year-old women with all these nudes floating around. As you said, they're going to be mothers. They're going to have professions. And you could just Google some shit, and there you go. There's my teacher. There's this nurse I work with. You know, there's this whatever. And you're going to see her fucking rack and, you know, her snatches out there. She's dildoing herself.
You know, the thing is, there are some people have said that in like 30 years, almost everyone will have nude pictures online.
I mean, I don't know if I have nude pictures online. I've sent penis pictures via the internet. So
have you sent them via the phone?
Well, it was no, I don't think I have. It was through email.
You know the weird thing?
I took it with my phone, then I sent it to my computer, then, you know, email.
Since text messages...
So technically it might be floating around.
Since people have had camera phones, text messages, at least I'll say like 8 out of the 10 girls will send... If you beg them, they'll not even beg, just like...
Please.
They'll send you pictures. Sometimes it won't be of their face. I've had those ones. Sometimes it is. They, you know. But I've never been an asshole and, like, post them online. First of all, who cares?
No one... I have never received a nude picture from a woman.
What?
Never.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see. Let me.
Count all the many. I'm sure you've had plenty.
Maybe a dozen, at least.
Never.
I mean, sometimes it's girls I just...
I haven't even met. They just send me a wrong number. Sorry.
It's been girls I've... There's some girls that have been girls I've never met. You send them. You meet them online, and it's like, here he goes. Send me the picture.
Yeah. Yeah. Nope. Oh, you know what? Does it count via email?
Email? Who the fuck sending naked pictures in email?
This was a long time ago. This was, like... 5-6 years ago, back like when MySpace was still big, the penis picture, the infamous Mark penis picture, the girl I sent it to, the picture she sent back, I mean, she was wearing something kind of gauzy, so you could see her top, and like through whatever she was wearing.
You still have the picture?
No, please.
Well, if you still have that email account, it's probably still on there.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Post it on ex-girlfriend pics, whatever.
I don't think... I don't care. No one else cares to see it.
Those revenge sites, like...
Do you think most of them are scams?
No, but I think, like, what would be the point? I mean, there's girls that have sent me nude pictures
Well, let me tell you the point. I'm no longer with this girl. She probably broke up with me. I fucking hate her. I put her pictures on this site, and then I tell her and her friends and everyone we both know together, hey, guess what? She's a whore. She's on this site.
Well,
that's the point. There you go.
There's girl... Well, one in particular girl I hate, who I think hates me as well.
And I told you to put her stuff... I told you to even...
You hate her too.
Yeah, I know. And you even showed me those nude pictures. And I told you...
It was like a bunch of pictures and videos and...
I told you... Put them
First of all, it's on a phone. I don't even think it's like on a phone, like three phones, like four phones.
Whatever.
Ago.
I can get those pictures out.
You're a fucking supreme.
I can manage.
When it comes to getting nude pictures,
yeah,
you turn into a hacker.
I'll figure it out. This is what you do. You put the pictures on the computer. Now, you don't put them online yet, but you will. You'll get to that. First things first, you print them out. Real high quality, glossy photos. You get real nice binding. You put it in a book. You find out where she works, you distribute it. It's all over the place, all right? Then you move on to online.
I don't think people care.
She will get fired, though.
She's like a hairdresser now. She's like gonna get fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hairdresser? I didn't know she had a shitty job. Probably help her.
All these hairdressers are fucking getting nude pictures.
Probably help her, then.
I'm telling you, for the most part...
You know what? If I went to Supercuts and... out there was a magazine of one of the hair cutters nude. Hell yeah. Like, oh, I want her. I want the naked one.
So, and I've seen her in public recently, and she ignores me, and I ignore her.
That's pretty common, for me anyway. Sometimes you don't even know why you're ignoring
each
other.
Yeah, I don't know why we hate it. Well, I know why I hate her, because she's a bitch, but I don't know why she hates me.
Yeah, it's like, the last time I remember talking to her... Like, we were friendly, we were nice, but meanwhile, now we ignore each other, and I don't know how we got to that point. It's kind of just, like, out of nowhere. It was, like, a slow progression. It's like, you see them, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm okay. Next time, hey.
Well, I know why this girl...
After that, a nod, and then pretty soon, it's just, you know, ignoring, and then after a little while, it's fucking seething hatred. It's like, oh, her. You're, like, giving each other angry looks.
This girl hates me because whenever she would get single, she's been dating the same guy off and on for years. And then every time she gets single, she'd call me like, hey, come pick me up, buy me dinner. And she would always be like, you gotta buy me stuff. Like, why do I have to buy you stuff?
But that was her fucking big problem. Everything was give her a ride somewhere, take her out, buy her shit. And listen, you know what? You're all right, but you're not that good.
And then, so she called me and like, eventually it's like, you know what? I've been there, done that. Don't need it. I don't care. I'm not leaving my house. I'm perfectly fine sitting here staring at the ceiling.
I'm a hermit, and you know it.
Mm-hmm. I pretty much am. Now, if you want to come over here, that's a different story. But obviously, you don't have a car. So.
You know what? I don't think hermits have many visitors, do they?
I guess not.
Isn't that the whole point of being a hermit? I know you don't like to leave, but you don't let other people in.
Well,
I'm not. I mean, I'm not 100% on
definition.
That. I kind of just assume.
Like definition of snuff film that you were wrong about last week?
Listen, as I said, that's not the ones I watch. Just fucking in my snuff films.
You can't just make up your own. So anyways, so she would do that a couple times, and I always tell her no, so that was it for that.
No, or no.
Well, you know what? I don't even know if I said no. I think the one time I said I was going to pick her up, and I just never showed up. Like, yeah, I'll be there in like 10 minutes, and I'm just in bed.
Jerking it. Yeah, me too, man. Yeah, I suppose she would be angry with that one. Now you understand why she's ignoring you.
Eh, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. Her loss. You're a great catch, man. You're a good guy. You're a good person.
Exactly. I'm such a good guy, I didn't post her nude pictures on a thing.
I know, even after my prompting, because I would help you. I would love that to happen. She's a fucking bitch.
I know, spending all this money at Kinko's.
Yeah, I'd contribute.
You'd have to go to a seedier copy place, because I don't think Kinko's is going to copy this nude girl.
I think they have regulations. Is there like a crooked copy place around town?
Plus, she's probably sent so many nude pictures to people.
The guy at the copy shop, I'll say, oh, her? Yeah, I got some of my... Actually, I already have my own book made, if you just want to use that.
Plus, she's a known groupie.
Known whore.
Luckily, I know she'll never listen to this, because she stopped being my Facebook friend, so she won't even know the episode's posted.
You're not going to put her name down as a title, are you?
Well, I might. Yeah. But yeah, she was a known groupie. Then the one time we go to this concert, and she had sex with the bass player the last time the band was in town... And she went up to him. She thought they were like an item. So she's like, hey. And he's like,
can I help you, ma'am?
He was like, whatever, you know.
Remember when I fucked you already? Kind of done with that.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of, having sex with groupies.
Sometimes certain guys will come to the same, you know, they'll call the same girl every time they come to town. It's easier that way.
And apparently she's not that girl.
Because you don't have to do anything. You know, you already did the groundwork. So it's just like, all right, come on. Come over to the hotel.
Is that every musician's dream?
I think a lot of comedians do that, too. Because it's a lot harder for comedians.
I suppose any profession where you're on the road, they used to say, you know, sailors, you have a girl in every port. So if you have a job where you travel, I guess that's a good setup. You know, you get a girl in every city where you go, and then meanwhile, all right, I'm in town for a couple days, let's get together. Now you're just banging all the time.
Yeah, it's like that Christmas song, are you married? All right, I can do a job while I'm in town.
How the hell is that a family Christmas song?
I don't know, but it's...
About some lady being a whore?
Are you married? And she said, no, man. Well, I can do the job while I'm in town. Like, I can fuck you while I'm in town.
It's like, hey, you got a man? Like, nope, all right. You like fucking? All right, I'm in. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, son.
That's what Hunter Moore does. Goes to town, fucking.
One day. Well, that's my dream. He stole my dream, that guy.
You could try to be friends with him, I guess.
He doesn't want to be friends with dudes.
That's true. He seems like a real asshole, anyway.
No, he's awesome.
Is he?
He might want to be our friend. Just in case. He's awesome.
I don't know. He does a podcast now. And all his girls will call him daddy. He says it's the most hilarious podcast
in the world.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it's a bunch of guys, you know, same. But you're like... He's not a funny guy, that I know.
Let's do a crossover with him, alright? I'll help him with his humor. If you want to be helped with your humor, go to hotshotwizards.com and listen up. It's hilarious. You know who says that? Me.
If you're that girl that we've been talking about this whole episode, just kidding.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I told this joke about you being a whore. Anyway, hotshotwizards.com.